So we're excited to have our next panel, Critical Energy Decisions for New Orleans. We have Monique Harden, Co-Director, Advocates for Environmental Human Rights. We have Casey DeMoss, Chief Executive Officer, Alliance for Affordable Energy, and Colette Pichon Battle, Executive Director, Gulf Coast Center for Law and Policy. So first up, we'll have Monique Harden. All right, it gives me confidence, or at least that I'm gonna do well. You're expecting a lot, that applause. So we're all gonna address this question or issue of what are these critical energy decisions that we have as New Orleanians that we're facing here. And in particular, I'm gonna focus on planning. You know, how do we make and use electricity over the next 20 years, and why that time period, and what's all involved in that. Casey DeMoss from the Alliance for Affordable Energy is going to hone in on another aspect of the critical energy decision, which is involved with the proposed power plant. Both my presentation and hers are really centered around the same activity going on between Entergy and our New Orleans City Council, that we need to have more resident attention to and participation in. And then Colette is going to really bring us a scope and a perspective around how people in and around Louisiana, around the country, and certainly at global levels are formulating and working together citizen participation, self-determination around these energy decision questions. Okay, so now I need to do this. Okay. So this is a grainy photo, and the reason why it's grainy is really on purpose, because I want you to kind of remember that fuzzy memory of finding out once you were able to get back home after Hurricane Katrina that there was a meeting to plan the rebuilding of your community and city. And there was lots of them going on around the city and throughout the region. We had, you know, 1 million people coming back and trying to sort this out. And one of the largest of those kinds of convenings that took place over a series of dates soon after Hurricane Katrina, a few years after Hurricane Katrina, was the Unified New Orleans Plan. How many people remember that? So this is actually a photo of a meeting and a table of residents trying to figure out how to rebuild the city and their neighborhood and their community, their home, their lives. And so this Unified New Orleans Plan was developed. And the focus of it was to really make sure that it was citizen engagement, public participation, that rebuilding cannot work without the people who are most affected. And so there was this real, you know, galvanizing effort around those kinds of principles. Some of that Unified New Orleans plan is still, you know, waiting to get some active, you know, get activated. But this is kind of how it was formulated. As Dr. Wright was saying earlier, somehow, as we were looking at a number of issues around housing, health, infrastructure, people coming back, bringing back our society and our community, Entergy and what they do was just kind of not part of any of those discussions. And we're really dealing with the ramifications of that today. Another thing that happened was private planning for the city of New Orleans. This was the Urban Land Institute, funded by folks at the Port Authority like Bollinger and others, to come up with a plan for the city of New Orleans without public engagement or participation. And their map was front page of the Times-Picayune, and it just raised, you know, human outrage among folks in the city, and those who were still struggling to come back to the city. And this is the green dot map. And this, what those green circles or green dots show is the areas that were not going to be rebuilt. Someone from on high made this decision, and it was going to be the way forward. But people came together, New Orleans East residents, Lower Niagara residents in particular, but people all around the city really came together to get this unethical, unprincipled, dehumanizing way of rebuilding a city out. And in some ways, it's gone, but not forgotten. right? Because if you look at New Orleans East and Lower Ninth Ward, they're largely cut out of the revitalization that has happened in many other neighborhoods, some of them without or very little storm damage. And so I'm bringing these two things up as context for the way in which at least I'm looking at this issue of energy planning and energy decision making, what works, what doesn't work, right? And understanding, you know, the old saying that if you're not at the table, you can wind up on the menu, right? So what planning are we talking about in particular? How many people here have heard of the Entergy's Integrated Resource Plan and read it? Because they got a little circle of people in there, one over here. All right, so this was a plan that was done without us. And I'm going to tell you how they did it. So the Entergy New Orleans Incorporated 2015 Integrated Resource Plan was the final draft of that from Entergy was submitted to the City Council in February of this year. The City Council is still reviewing it and has not made any decision on it. It is in this Integrated Resource Plan that Entergy makes the case and sets up an argument for the power plant in New Orleans East. Now, what is an integrated resource plan? Well, it's something that's actually a part of federal law for utility regulations. And what it's supposed to do is be this 20-year look ahead into the future as to how energy will be supplied and how it will be used. Looking at different kinds of projections around demographics, population trends, as well as what's happening in terms of utility markets and opportunities for new energy generation. This really falls far short of those goals in a number of respects I'm going to lay out for you. First is that there was no meaningful public participation in the development of the Integrated Resource Plan. As Ms. Hebert had spoken on the first panel, Entergy claimed that there were 5 public meetings for the development of this Integrated Resource Plan and review of different stages of that development. But none of it took place in the New Orleans East community, and none of it was really properly noticed so that people could pay attention and figure out and decide for themselves that they wanted to go and be a part of it. If you actually saw a notice of the meeting, any of the meetings for the Integrated Resource Plan, it read something like this: on such and so date, at such and so time, in this particular location, which not in New Orleans East, there will be a meeting with Entergy on the Integrated Resource Plan. For questions, contact someone at Entergy. See you later. The end. That's it. So it's, you know, by definition, you can't get more textbook legally deficient notice than that. There's no explanation as to what the heck is an Integrated Resource Plan and why should I give a darn about it? How does it affect me? It just says, come to the meeting on the Integrated Resource Plan. And so Entergy uses that as, well, we have public engagement because when the people who showed up, which was 95% Entergy staff and maybe 1 or 2 people from the Alliance, or 350.org, or, you know, a concerned citizen who just kind of stays on watchdogging Entergy's movements, that constituted a public engagement. That falls far short of what we should expect in this country, and of Entergy in particular. Second, there's no transparency in the plan as to what kind of analysis and evaluations Entergy used to lead to the recommendation for the power plant. In fact, I don't want to steal Casey's thunder too much, but some of the modeling and analytical tools that Entergy used when the Alliance for Affordable Energy asked for some of the background information, Entergy said it was confidential. Okay? In proposing this power plant in New Orleans East as a recommendation in this plan, that came with no analysis or consideration of what Mr. Nguyen and Ms. Hebert were speaking about. Human health impacts. What is this pollution? What would the pollution be, and how does it affect my health? Nothing. What are other environmental impacts? Nothing. And one of the things we know is that it increases the risk of flooding. I hope you all have seen the handouts with the pie charts that goes into details about those very critical health and environmental impacts. There are also community impacts. What does this do for for the social cohesion of a community that's still struggling to rebuild and get back to where it was, at least pre-Katrina standards, if not being able to advance and go beyond that. Just leave it there. And then one of the ways in which Entergy artfully makes the case for the power plant is to consider no renewable options. In fact, they're all eliminated in the preferred portfolio in the integrated resource plan, which is amazing. For the next 20 years, not one megawatt of solar. Even though there's a test project of solar panels on Downland Road, none of that is being generated for the purpose of supplying electricity in New Orleans. And then last, there's no growth of energy efficiency programs over the next 20 years, notwithstanding breakthroughs and advances that are being made. In fact, if you look at the Integrated Resource Plan, Entergy calls energy efficiency programs and the expansion of them for New Orleans that could, you know, lower bills, save energy, highly uncertain, quote, highly uncertain. So that's the Integrated Resource Plan that makes the case for this power plant. The City Council is currently reviewing it. They need to hear from everyone in this room and your friends and your neighbors and your families, because we really need this plan opened up for public review and consideration and input, because that opportunity was closed and shut down by the really, I think, unprincipled way that Entergy conducted the development of this plan. So I'm going to quickly go over two key aspects in terms of this alternative that Mr. Rogers. When you say Mr. Rogers, you immediately think Mr. Rogers' neighborhood, but laid out. And so looking at why would Entergy eliminate solar and wind energy? That's what it does in the Integrated Resource Plan. But if you look at what other utility companies are doing right now, not in 20 years from now, but right now, they are bringing solar energy into their electrical supply source. If you look at SWEPCO Louisiana servicing Shreveport, northwestern part of our state, in their integrated resource plan, 29% of their energy source will be solar and wind energy. What do we have? Zero currently in the integrated resource plan. Georgia Power, servicing the state of Georgia, has bought 515 megawatts of energy from solar power. What are we doing? We're testing with 1 megawatt of solar. Austin, 150 megawatts were purchased and delivered to customers. Xcel Energy, 170 watts. Rocky Mountain Power, 80 megawatts. Both, if you look at the last two, their purchases are lower than the cost of natural gas. Okay. So this is just an example. It's not the be-all and end-all of what's happening around the country, but I'm using that as an example to show that utility companies are moving in this direction. Why are we being left behind when we have so much to lose? Last, with energy efficiency, there's the quote, argues that Entergy in the Integrated Resource Plan argues that demand response programs, which can, for energy savings and through agreements and other energy efficiency programs, that they're, quote, highly uncertain. If you look at what's going on, even with the manager of the electric grid that we are a part of and Entergy is participating in, on their home page, they encourage companies like Entergy that are members of the grid to use demand-side management and energy efficiency programs. Why? To quote their home page, it reduces energy use and it shrinks the carbon footprint. So, I mean, Entergy is just really left as an outlier on its own. I want to just quickly share, and I'm a little over time, but would y'all be interested in seeing the results of a public opinion poll Deep South Center for Environmental Justice conducted about energy issues? Okay. All right, so there are just six short questions. The first one was, do you think New Orleans residents currently have too much, too little, or about the right amount of input in decisions about Entergy's operations? 105 people were surveyed, and 75% of them said too little input. Another 15% said slightly too little input. 12% said about the right amount, and zero thought it was somewhat too much or too much. Second question. How concerned are you about reducing the use of fossil fuels such as coal, oil, natural gas to improve air quality and protect public health? 105 people surveyed said 62% of them said they were extremely concerned. 25% were very concerned. 8% somewhat concerned, 6% slightly concerned, 2% not at all concerned. Third question, okay. How concerned are you about reducing the use of fossil fuels in response to climate change? 69% extremely concerned, 18% very concerned, 5% registered that they were somewhat concerned, 4% slightly concerned, and 3% said they were not at all concerned. Fourth question, in New Orleans, the city council regulates energy. How important is it to you that the city council require energy to diversify energy sources to include renewable energy? 68% said it's extremely important that we move in this direction and our city council, you know, gets that going. 24% very important, and then under 2 to 3% somewhat important, slightly important, and not at all important. Question five. How safe would you feel if Entergy built a gas power plant near where you live? 2% said they would feel extremely safe, along with another 2% said they would feel very safe. Somewhat safe were 11%, slightly unsafe, 16%, and the big majority, 68%, said not at all safe. And I would be in that 68% number. As an environmental attorney, I have yet to see an industrial operation that goes, you know, where there's a hazardous accident that's ever fully fixed or remedied or solved. It just doesn't happen. And the last question of the survey, which of the following energy sources do you think will be most important in the next 10 years? 70% of the 105 people surveyed said solar would be the most important, 14% said it would be wind, 0 thought nuclear would be important. Biomass, 1%, 14% felt natural gas, and 0, no one thought coal would be important in the next 10 years. So there we have it from the survey. And I think it's really, it reinforced that we're on the right path in trying to have this conversation and the problems and concerns we have about what is happening at Entergy. And I'll just conclude with this. Is that right now we're moving in the wrong direction with increased use of fossil fuel energy, a plan for a new power plant, which means more pollution, higher bills, and more vulnerable communities. And what we want instead is moving our city in the right direction with increased energy efficiency, solar and wind energy, less energy use, cleaner air, lower bills, and sustainable communities. Thank you very much.
Definitely worthy of applause, Mami. Mary, I'm just going to set this up. Is it okay?